Well, Mr. Brady, every county in District 8 said they wanted to keep you as their congressman. Anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, just thank you. We're honored with the support and excited about the opportunity to represent the district again. It's just fantastic. 11 counties, all of them different. A lot of shared values, though, and keep taxes low on families. Let us take responsibility for our lives. We want a good, solid education, but we want the government to stay out of our schools and lives as much as possible. So, yeah, very pleased with and excited about going back.
And in this election, a totally different type of White House is emerging with President-elect Obama. Where do you think you can work with him? Because he's talking about a lot of bipartisanship.
Well, I think there's an opportunity on one of the most critical issues, which is our national deficit and debt, which is just growing out of control. It is truly frightening. And the federal government's finances are worse than Wall Street's finances. So I've actually written him a letter asking him to, as a starting point, sit down and look at our Spending Reform Act that I introduced here recently, a bipartisan act that would tackle runaway spending in the government, all these agencies duplicate each other, get a grip on these earmarks that are out of control, and then finally force Congress to sit down together and work out a way to preserve Social Security and Medicare for every generation. I think it's a great starting point for both parties and President-elect Obama, and I'm anxious to sit down with them and work on it.
He's got more challenges on his plate right now than he's probably learning about on a day-to-day basis. And one of those, of course, is whether or not we're going to need more stimulus. We've had one bailout. Are there going to be more?
It looks like Congress is looking at them. Our workforce shrank by almost a quarter of a million jobs. And so I think this home mortgage crisis is really starting to put a dent in the economy and may well through 2009. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, wants to bring Congress back. My worry is it'll be a Christmas tree of pet spending projects. I do think we need to deal with unemployment issues for struggling states. I would like to see more highway money get down to projects that are really ready to bid right now. Could create jobs and also make our roads safer and get us home quicker at night as well. I question whether we ought to be bailing out the states. The only group of governments that have spent money faster than the federal government are the states. And the last time we helped them in 2003, many of them just padded their payrolls. So my thinking is, look, if there's a stimulus, let's focus on helping people get jobs, helping create jobs, and then putting the money into real high priorities like road and bridge construction, highway construction that creates jobs.
Can you get more bipartisan than getting a road?
No, and as everyone knows, the Highway Trust Fund in Washington is broken. We're going to see some of our projects come to a halt here in the next year if Congress doesn't address it. So if we're going to stimulate the economy rather than last time where it had no effect, why don't we really go after jobs?
Now, one of the things we've seen over the past week is a nervousness about the bailout process. Even in our own Conroe Courier newspaper, wanting some sort of a bipartisan commission to start showing the people that their money is being used well. Looks like a good idea. What do you think?
It really does. The Conroe Courier, right after Wall Street just collapsed, said the country really needs a 9/11 type commission, but on the financial crisis. You know, who caused it? How do we hold people accountable? What were the reasons for it occurring, and what were the omissions? Who stood by and should have acted? I like this idea, and recently the Heritage Foundation is proposing the same type of approach. So I'm going to start looking into crafting that legislation. I think it's a great idea. And I think it would give people some comfort that this isn't going to happen again, that we're not going to just stand by as a government or any agencies and just let this greed just destroy our economy like this one has.
And when they see other industries and states coming with their hands out, it must make them even more nervous.
Well, it does. And again, it's one thing to help a number of people when you have money. It's another thing when the federal budget is just not flat broke, but getting worse. And we just, Republicans and Democrats, this is something we ought to be able to work together on.